So we move on to sorry, the habit of asking for forgiveness. You know, none of us are perfect. And so in our relationship with our spouse, there's going to be times when we hurt our spouse. Hopefully it's not intentionally, but often unintentionally. Mm-hmm. And when we become aware of either of those two times, an intentional act, which is much more serious, or an unintentional act, it's just to go to one spouse and say, you know, honey, I'm sorry mm-hmm. for this. And without that, how can you have healing? Mm-hmm. If you think about the relationship we have with God, how can we have healing with God without asking His forgiveness? In fact, the sacrament of reconciliation in the Catechism of the Catholic Church falls under the section healing. And so when we participate in that sacrament by going to God and asking His forgiveness, what happens? Healing. When we go to our spouse mm-hmm. and say, Janelle, I'm sorry for speaking too long in church while everyone else was waiting in the car and I got caught up in those conversations. Truth happens. I'm sorry. Maybe something that's not so serious, but you know, it can be very aggravating. I can understand that. Or something more serious. All of us have these moments in our marriage. You have them, we have them. And the tragic thing is, some couples have no memory of their spouse asking their forgiveness, mm-hmm. saying sorry.
I was going to share a little story about somebody that I know personally. I've known them my whole life, and I have never heard this person say sorry. And as they get older, in their old age, I've seen how this lack or this inability to say sorry or to admit wrong has injured so many relationships in their family. Mm-hmm. And it's actually heartbreaking because I feel like you were saying how to say sorry, to say, will you forgive me, how it restores healing or brings healing. I feel like so many relationships could be restored if this one person would just simply apologize and say sorry for their shortcomings or whatever. And the thing is, no one is perfect. It is a humbling act. It is a very humbling act to have to say apologize. But you know what? Once we realize that we aren't perfect, you know, it's okay. It's okay. And we have no, what's the word? We can't control how the other person responds. We just simply need to be faithful to what God is calling us to. And that is to ask for forgiveness when we have done wrong to somebody. And so that is our duty. We should and we must apologize and seek forgiveness.
And then we have the exercise of temperance in there, because humility falls underneath temperance. So you're humbling yourself before the other person. What is humility? It's just simply the acknowledgement of truth. Mm-hmm. This is the truth of the situation. This is what I have done. And I ask. And when you hurt somebody or sin against them, you take something from them. Mm-hmm. You take their peace. You wound their dignity. And so it's just then also to go back to them and trying to restore that. Mm-hmm. You owe them in one way. You owe them.
The other thing I wanted to mention in terms of when we say sorry, it also means like when we go to the confessional and we apologize to God and we put before Him all of our sins, it means that we are going to make an effort to not do that again. And that's the same in our relationships. When we say sorry for something, I'm not just saying in past, oh, sorry. It's like, sorry, I'm really going to try hard to not do that again.
Try really hard not to get caught up in conversation at church and leave the family in the suburban waiting for me. And to be mindful of that.
Okay. Okay, we got 7 minutes.
I have no problem talking. Oh, there's so much more that could be said, but what happens if you've been wounded by your spouse and they don't say sorry? What do you do? Really, it's their choice. Mm-hmm. So how can you respond to the hurt that they've done? This comes into the area of unforgiveness. I have a 7-part series on our YouTube channel that deals just with unforgiveness. There's so much to be said, but it would be worth your watch if that is something you're struggling with. Mm-hmm. How do you know if you're struggling with unforgiveness in the marriage? You're keeping score. You're bringing up past events continuously. You're lying awake at night with memories of injury.
Silent treatment.
Just off the top of my head. But there's a whole video on that. So we all deal with this to some degree. So it might be worth your watch there. Mm-hmm. Seven-part mm-hmm. series on unforgiveness on the YouTube channel. Moving on, should we to...
Okay, please.
Please.
Yeah.
Please, could you go first?
Sure. Okay. So when we say please, you know, I think sometimes, like, I think of the way I say please to my children. Sometimes it's almost like I want to manipulate them. Please pick up your clothes, or please, you know. But the thing is, I think it's not, when we love somebody and when we do something out of virtue, it's not because we want to manipulate. It's because we want to, you know, well, maybe because we need help, or we need their assistant, or because they should be doing something that they aren't doing. And so we're asking them to do that.
It's also a humbling act on our part when we say please. We're acknowledging that we need help mm-hmm. In a kind way. And this is something that, this should be second nature, friends. This is, I would call this eternal common sense, to be able to go and always have that before the request.
Yeah, to be polite.
To be polite.
And I was thinking, even to say please, it can soften hardened hearts. Because you just said, like, if you humble yourself to come to somebody who is hard and to say please, would you consider?
Okay, I'll give you an example of a hardened heart and how please softens it. And that's how you do that with me, with the kids. So the kids will come to me with a request. Dad says no. Janelle comes and says please. And then she explains the situation, but she does it in such, you do it in such a kind and sensitive way, and you say please, and I feel like I can't say no to their mother. So the kids, when they just came abruptly, they get the no, but Janelle comes, their advocate, which brings up, just a side note, of the importance of Our Lady. Because when our requests are placed in Our Lady's hands, she takes them and she goes to her son, Jesus, and says, please, here is this request. And she presents this request to her son as though it is her own request. And I just think Jesus, by the time he was born, already owed Mary 9 months of room and board. Mm-hmm. How can he say no to her? And so this is what Our Lady does with Jesus, I think, in her humility going to him, saying please to another person, remembering their dignity and giving them the choice, goes a long way. Now, we did talk about the relationship between thank you, sorry, mm-hmm. and please, and is that where you're going?
Great. Yes, this is my last point. So basically, the relationship between the three, the better that we get at saying please, sorry, and thank you, and obviously we might be better at doing one over the other, the better we get at one of them, the better we will get at the other ones as well. And I think, like we mentioned earlier, the better we get at saying sorry to God, saying please to God, placing a request, I think we often forget to ask him. Like, when we have needs in our lives, why don't we ask him? He wants to help us. He's there listening and waiting for us to seek his help. So the better we get at saying sorry and please and thank you to him, the better we will get at doing all those three things here on earth to the people that he's placed in our lives.